Mishus the Rav of Kanai and the Gaboyim and Chaverim, the Menagdim HaKadoshim. I want to thank each and every one of you for having me here. I want to thank especially my dear friend Dr. Menachem, who made the Shidduch. We're old friends and means a lot to me to be together here in his place. I've really only been to Ramot, I think the first time was the other day for the bris. We had a bris, Baruch Hashem, a simcha. And I've heard so many things about the kehila and the chevra. Yushalayim habnuya ki ish echubu layachtav. Yushalayim habnuya ki ish echubu layachtav means so many things, but on the most basic level it means that Yerushalayim is an ear, is a city of chiburim. Yerushalayim is a city that makes connections. It makes connections between a Jew and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It makes connections between one Jew and another. It makes connections between husbands and wives and parents and children. In its ideal state, Yerushalayim HaBnuya. That's what we're davening for, Yerushalayim HaBnuya. I had such a chiz today watching the boys and girls in Yerushalayim. We say every Friday night, we say, Hisnari mi ofa kumi, livshi bigde sefar techami. There's a famous vart from Rav Kook, Zechitz Hadav Kosh Levracha. Rav Kook said, Hisnari mi ofa kumi, the Shechina, Yerushalayim. Hisnari mi ofa kumi, livshi bigde sefar tech. That it's time ready for Yerushalayim to wear her splendorous and beautiful garment. Livshi bigde sefar tech. And what's the beautiful garment of Yerushalayim? Not the buildings. The buildings are beautiful. All the shuls. Everything is beautiful in Yerushalayim. It's klilas yoifi. But Rav Kook said, "Yisnari miyafa kumi livshi bigdei sefartech ami." The Baruch Shalom says, "All the buildings are gavaldi, but ami, my people, my Jews, my Yidden, they're the bigdei sefartech ami, my people, Jews in Yerushalayim." I remember reading once that Rav Kook's son, Rav Tzvi Yehuda, who I was zoche to meet, Rav Tzvi Yehuda Zichron Levracha, that he was standing for a long time he was standing with somebody, and they were trying to cross a kvish, and it was very, very busy. There were many, many cars, and they tried it again, and this, and they couldn't cross. There were so many cars. And Rav Tzvi Yehuda began to, dance and to clap. He was so excited. And the person that was walking with him was very annoyed. They had to get somewhere. And Rav Tzvi Yehuda said, it was a short time after Tisha B'Av, we just lay in Darchei Tzion Avelos, that the streets of Yerushalayim are mourning. Biblibayim means that there's nobody here. And we're zoche now to be at a time where Yiladim, Yiladis, Mesachim, Zekenim, Zekenis, there was zoche to see the Nevuah of children, of young people and old people and children playing in the streets and singing in the streets and fighting and arguing in the streets. Even the fighting is geschmack. I always tell my wife, when we walked down one of the streets and we looked into one of the stores, and the store owner was somebody that I remember from 50 years ago. And the guy that's the store next to him is also from 50 years ago. And they're in the same argument. Like, I remember these guys when they were 25 years old and they were fighting. And now, we pass by, and they're still trying to make a point with each other. We're so geschmack. It's a city that makes connections, that connects Jews. The fighting, the argument comes from honesty and from love. Still, afal pichin, it has to be, of course, in the right way. We're here in Yerushalayim. It's Erev Shabbos. Hine Yom Hadin. Yom Hadin, because it's a Beferish Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, that there's not only one Yom Hadin, Rosh Hashanah. Kol boi oilam oivim lefonim is Rosh Hashanah. But there's a Rosh Hashanah. There's a Rosh Hashanah, there's a Yom HaDin, so to speak. There's a Yom HaDin, Atzeres is Peiros HaElon. So Yom HaDin for the fruits of the trees, Peiros HaElon. And of course what that means in Halacha, and what about Tu B'Shvat, and what's the difference, Shavuos, Tu B'Shvat, that's not for now. But those of you who are connected, and I have many, many Chaverim here that I see, I'm so grateful to Kadosh Baruch Hu that I have Chaverim who are zoche to live here and to be here. And I daven all the time I should be zoche to be here with you soon, Be'ez Hashem.
Amen.
Those of you who are connected to the world of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, to the world of the Ramchal, of the Goyin, of the Baal Shem HaKadosh, then you know that the Yom HaDin of Shavuos, the Peiros HaElon, you know that in the Zohar HaKadosh, the Torah is called Ilon of the Chaya. Eitz Chai. It's called the Tree of Life. The way the Zohar HaKadosh always refers to the Torah is Ilon of the Chaya, Tree of Life. Ilon of the Chaya. So it's Erev Shavuos. I want to talk to you a little bit about Ilana D'Chaya here in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, Chaya in the Shomus Avi Arzech. The Paitan of Yehuda Levi said many years ago, Chaya in the Shomus Avi Arzech. That Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael is Chaya in the Shomus. Ilana D'Chaya, Erev Shavuos in Yerushalayim, Chaya in the Shomus Avi Arzech. What's the singing of the Torah being Ilana D'Chaya? What does that mean? So we're just finishing now. It was Yesoid should be Yesoid. Some Chal's Yartzeit. Yesoid should be Yesoid. Malchus should be Yesoid. And now we're moving into the world of Malchus. And everybody knows that the Inyan of Yesoid is Ben Ish Chai Rav Pa'olim, that Yesoid is life, is Chai, the Chiyas of a person, where a person comes from, and how a person is brought into this world. It's through that Inyan of His Kashas, that Ki Isha Chubal Yachdav, the Chibur, the strongest Chibur that there is that Chibur of life itself. And the inyan of Yesoid, and Shmiras HaYesoid, Shmiras HaBris, Kedushas HaYesoid, is Shmiras HaChaim, is to value one's life, to value the meaning of one's life, to see life as something which is very, very important, not to waste, Chalil, that it shouldn't be a Yigila Hevel Verik, Laman Loiniga, the Hevel Verik, it shouldn't be Chalila, Chalila. What does it mean? What does it mean, Pagam Habriz? What's Pagam? What does it mean to be Pagam, the Midi of Yesoid? To be Pagam, the Midi of Yesoid means that a person wastes his life. In that Maisa of wasting, there's a Gilui of wasting life, of not treasuring life. The midah of Yosef HaTzadik is the midah of being alive. And Yulkin Shari Oira, the midah of Yesoid is Chai. Ben Ish Chai, Rav Pa'olam, is life itself. And the koiches of life. And using the koiches of one's life in the right way. Not being mashpil, mevazves. Pagam HaBris means to be mashpil, to be mevazves, the koiches of life. On many levels. Not just that ma'isa. But to be mevazves, to be mashpil, the koich of life, Yosef HaTzadik. Oid Yosef Chai. Oid Yosef Chai. When Yosef HaTzadik said the words, Ani Yosef, Ani Yosef, He wasn't just identifying himself, which is a pelotos. We don't understand what happened there with the brothers. But when he said those words, Ani Yosef, he was saying, Ich bin ein ganzen Yosef. Ani Yosef. Ani Yosef means I'm completely Yosef. Every single moment of my life is not somebody else's life. I'm not wasting any Yosef of Yosef. Ich bin ein ganzen Yosef, Dick. I'm altogether Yosef. Ani Yosef. And because of that mitzvah of Ani Yosef, how many people could say, who could say such a thing? That's Kedushas HaBris. That's Kedushas HaYisai. That's the Midah of Yisai, of Oid Yosef Chai. And because of that Midah, that every moment of his life and every ounce of his life was tachlis. Because of that, he was able to bring about such a mitzvah of lahachyos amrav, to give life to Am Yisrael, even in Mitzrayim. Not even. In Mitzrayim. Lahachyos amrav. Lemichya, lemichya shlachani. Lemichya means chiyas, it means chai, it means oid Yosef chai. Ani Yosef. Ani Yosef, Ilona Dechaya. The different ways that a person can learn Torah. The different ways that a person can look at Torah. There was a tzaddik that's not as well known in Eretz Yisrael, for sure not. But everybody heard of the tzaddikim from Horenstipel. The Einiklich from Balatanya, from Chernobyl, from Chadov Harnstipler. So there were famous, Baruch Hashem, there are many who are alive, can I know, long, healthy lives. But there was the Tzaddik Reb Shloimele in Denver. He was a huge Talmud Chacham. Very, very different, his own person. He was able to get away with things that I certainly couldn't get away with because his name was Tversky. And he was a Rebbe Sheinikel. He was a big person. And was like to have some of his Torahs. Baruch Hashem, the family has put together some of his Torahs. There's a remarkable sefer called Malchus Shleima. A few years ago, I did a little piece on Purim in Shari Chesed. We learned a little piece. So, in Malchus Shleima, the tzaddik here is talking about the mice in the Gemara Brachos, that Rabbi Yochanan Zakeh was going to leave the world. And he said a very, very strange thing. He was crying. You know, everybody knows the Gemara. I'm not going through the whole story, and his Talmidim was standing there. And he said also, they want to know why he's crying. He says, a person comes before Melech Bosav Adam, he's crying. I'm coming in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so on and so forth, the whole Gemara. And then he says that I see before me there are shtei drachim, that there are two paths before me. In other words, he was frightened. Rabbi Yochanan Zakeh was frightened. There's a path that's leading to Gan Eden, but there's another path, and he was afraid of the other path, that Chalila, maybe he's going the other place. And then whatever, the Gemara ends and everybody knows. But many tzaddikim have asked this question, that how could it be? How could it be that Rabbi Yochanan Zakeh, Rabbi Yochanan saved the whole Yiddishkeit, Tein li yavne v'chachamah, Rabbi Yochanan Zakeh, how could it be that Rabbi Yochanan Zakeh, that he was afraid, that he doesn't know l'an b'lichay sa'isi, l'an b'lichim ha'isi, where are they taking me? Am I going here? Am I going there? Very strange. So here the Malchus Shleima, Reb Shleima the Tversky talks about this. But the din that Rabbi Yochanan Zakeh felt, and in a healthy and good way that you and I should feel, Erev Shavuos. I'm not reading, I'll read just a sentence or two. Sometimes people forget. Very often I have bochum that come to me to visit me from different yeshivas, to come to ask for bracha, to talk and learning, and I ask them, I enjoy that very much, and I ask them, from little boys all the way to the big fellas, the big bochum, I ask them what they're learning, and we talk about what mesecha they're learning, and we discuss it, and very nice. And then I ask them, so why are you learning Torah? Why are you learning? Why do you learn Torah? I see you're good, you know the Gemara, it's very good. Why are you learning? And then they start to fumfe, you know what I mean, Mr. Fumfe? Then it becomes a little bit unclear. And they start to get a little bit uncomfortable. And then the Rebbe starts to look at his watch, right when I ask that question. It's a good question, though. It's a fair question. We're doing that most of our lives. So he says, "Ketayu haklish noslon Hashem yisbarach ba'atzmai, kidela hagia elav yisbarach." The Baruch Shem gave us the Torah as a way of reaching Him. Kidela hagia elav yisbarach. This is Tanya. And Nefesh Chaim also. Kidei lagia elav in a different mahalach, but it's the same thing. Kidei lagia elav yisbarach. V'ni aderech al Hashem mishtana lefi hodom lefi ha'es. That derech al Hashem, that goal, that objective of reaching HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of finding Him, as panecha Hashem avakesh, that objective, that goal, the Rebbe says, is mishtana lefi ha'odim lefi ha'es. It's, even though we all have Torah mitzvahs, we have the same Shulchan Aruch, but every person, lefi ha'odim lefi ha'es. Things that worked, there are certain beautiful, beautiful Torahs that were said 30, 40, 50 years ago, and when you have now teachers that continue to give over some of those things, the kids are just rolling their eyes and looking at their phones. B'shas Ma'isa, when they were said in 1955, it was a whole Mahapecha. And the Torah is a Torah Samus. But it's not a Liba de Hilchasa, you understand? Meaning, it's not Lefiha, Ha'odim Lefiha Eis. Sometimes you're saying Torah. I always daven before I give Torah. I always daven it should be Lefi, the people who are with me, and Lefi, the time that we're in right now. Should be. I've told many times in the shul that somebody brought one of the chassidim of the Racham Stifka Rebbe, he's a big tzaddik in New York, that one of the chassidim brought a relative of his from Yerushalayim to meet the Racham Stifka Rebbe, and he wanted to pay a compliment to his cousin, to his relative, and he introduced him to the Rebbe, and he said that this relative of mine is a, he said that he's a mologer, he's a fatzaitische yid, a fatzaitische chassid. You know what it means? Like an old fashioned. Fatzaitische means the original. A fatzaitische chassid. And he meant it as a compliment. And it was right, it was Pesach time, and the Racham Stifka Rebbe just went, a fatzaitische chassid. No. He said, it says in the Haggadah, mitchila oiv de avodah zara hayav zayin. Fatzaitische, in other words, it used to be that there were oiv de avodah zara. I want a chosid of va'achshav. I don't want a fatzaitish of chosid. I want a yid of va'achshav. Kevon ha'mokim levadosai. Not fatzaitish of chosid. Mitchila. There are many, many Jews. The Rebbe says that the Yiddishkeit, can you see this? Many kids go to school and they're hearing beautiful shiurim. But it's lo lefi ha'adam, lo lefi ha'ed. Those are kids that shouldn't be hearing that. It's not for them. And it's not the time that Torah is working, and it's not the people who it should be told to. So Rabbi says, "V'ne derech el Hashem mishtan lefi ha'odim lefi ha'is." And there are many teachers that are wondering. I don't understand. I was such an all star, and I was the most popular teacher in the school, and I have the smallest shiur, and nobody wants to come. Could be. You're wonderful, you're Talmud Chacham, you're Tzaddik, but you're talking to people, Shelo lefi ha'adam, lo lefi ha'ed. It's not the right olam, it's not the right time. Therefore, he says, V'alkein, im mishtamish b'Torah k'roi, if you're using this thing that we call Torah in a way that's an ilona d'chai, a living organism. Not if it's haitish a Torah, you understand? If you're learning it the right way, oz avodos lo yamamish shavla avodah shum adam acher, then your avodas Hashem should be different from any other person in the world. Like the Rachim Stifka Rebbe was saying. If you're really, really connected to Torah, as a lebedeg Torah, as neilona dechaya, not there's something that you do, but the Torah that's your life is not the same as Pliny Almoyni. You have different family, you have different circumstances, you have different taivas, you have different interests. And the Torah is there for everybody. Oh, he says, "Oz avodos lo yeh mamish shavla avodah shum adam acher kerehu miyuchad loy," because the Torah is custom designed for each person. The Baruch Shem said, "Anoich Hashem lekecha b'lashon yachid," and the Sfarim tell us that Hashem spoke, and every single Jew heard it. Anoich Hashem lekecha, not Elokeichem, Elokecha. What works for one kid, there are parents here. What works for one kid doesn't work for the other kid. This school might be gevaldik for this kid, and this could be making a churban and destroying the other kid. So the balashitas are the most destructive people in the world. The kilu, it has to be this way. It doesn't make a difference who the person is and what time it is. So he says, "V'har b'bnei Adam eino mishtamshim b'tayre elilios mahalach ha'chaim shalahem." There are many people whose Yiddishkeit is not in the way of Ilana Dechaya, a living, breathing mitzvahs, but rather the Yiddishkeit is a seder. He calls it the mahalach, elulios mahalach hachayim shalhem. There's a certain mahalach of life. In other words, I'm an Orthodox Jew, and because of that, I daven 3 times a day. Well, it's good. Certainly, a person is. For everything he does, he gets schar. And in my Mahalach HaChaim is also that I daven Friday night. That's also part of my Mahalach HaChaim. But my davening Friday night is a Mahalach HaChaim. My davening Shachas Mincha Marav is, it's not a Lebedik, it's not Ilana Dechaya, it's not a living Mincha, it's not a living Kabbalah Shabbos. I was someplace recently where they're still saying Lecha Daidi, Lecha Daidi, Lecha Askala. It's like the last holdout on earth. And I don't mean that as an insult to the Mechab, whoever made that niggin. I don't know if it's a Jew or not Jew. I don't know what it is. But I was thinking, Rabbi Yishlom, this is a 1964, and Lecha, and everybody's standing there like looking at all the Gilyonot that are on the table. You know what I mean? There's the Gilyonot and this and that. The door leaving before Aleinu and. And even the guy that was doing it, the Baal Tefila, he wasn't like interested. Usually the Baal Tefila, he likes to hear himself. This guy didn't even like to hear himself. He was so upset about the niggin. So I was thinking, so why did you have to sing that niggin? Talk to anybody that's less than 40 or 50 or something. I'll say there are other nigun. You know, since then they're different nigun. The Teretz is. It doesn't make a difference who the person is and what the time it is. It's something that I do. In other words, you daven Friday night. Those are the ma'aser. The same thing when it comes to other things in my life. You shakel a luluf when it comes to you. You go, you buy a luluf. How can you, what luluf? You know, whatever luluf it is, whatever. You complain about how, who made it. This guy's a ganav, this guy's a gazlan. And then every year the same people are making the same arguments for how could it be such a thing. And then when it comes to Pesach, it's the same thing with the matzahs. And it's always, but this is what we do. This is what we do. It's a mahal hachai. In America, Pesach became Pesach vacation. You know that. It's not anymore Pesach, it's Pesach vacation. And it's a mahal hachai. In other words, there's another feature of my life. It's something that's part of my life. So, I was talking to the Chevra Lishol Shidus, I was talking to them. It says in the Pasuk, V'chai Behem, says one of the Tzaddikim said that V'chai Behem means that there's such a thing that a person's Yiddishkeit is just, usually V'chai Behem means with a chiyas, but he was saying it the other way. He said that V'chai Behem, in other words, this is how I live. This is how I live. So when you ask the kid, why do you learn Torah? He looks at you like you're from another planet. Why are you asking me such a thing? That's what we do. I don't know, since I'm a little kid, they told me to put my finger on the place. Aleph, Beis, and Fen. And that's what I do. V'chai behem, meaning not with a chiyas, it means v'chai behem, it's my life. I was put into this life, and I don't want to mess with heritage and, I don't know, Holocaust stuff and things. We're alive, and I guess I should do this. A guy told me I don't want to take any chances. I don't want to go chalila to a bad place, you know. But it's not life itself. It's not the Ilona Dechaya. It's not life itself. It's a Mahalachachai. It's V'chai Ben. This is how I live. And the other people live in different ways. This is how I live. Yveinim Avaksham Hashem. They never use the Torah as a hechetimsa to get closer to Hashem. They can't answer the question, why are you learning Torah? But they might say, well, I'm learning Torah to get close to Hashem. When was the last time you ever thought about Hashem when you were learning? What do you mean you're learning Torah to get close to Hashem? What does it mean? What do the four Shomer have to do with getting close to Hashem? Did you ever think about that? What's Hamafkid? What's Eilam Metzias? What's Hakol Shoichtin? What is it? Did you think about it? Do you understand what it means? Veinim avakshim Hashem. Umeila, and if you're not seeking Hashem, Memeila, eini megiim elav yisbar. You don't get to him. If you're not seeking him, you don't get to him. This is sadly the life of many, many Orthodox Jews. I'm not talking about people that don't know. That's not their fault. I'm talking about many Orthodox Jews. People are Shomer Mitzvos. Eini megiim elav yisbar. They don't reach him. They don't have a shaychus to him. Nimsa, shim odem hu mevakesh. So the Rebbe ends and he says, Nimsa. And this is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Imagine a person of that greatness, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that moment before he left the world had this thought, this passing fear. Nimsa, he says, shim odem hu mevakesh. Afo pi sheshoy mekol ha-Torah, tomid ye biyod ha-sveikis, a person who's be'emes every moment of his life is the Torah is nilana dechaya. It's oyd Yosef chai. It's lahach yois am rav. It's lemichya shlachani. It's atma dveikim b'Hashem lokeichem chai in kulchem hayoyim. A person who lives in that place where the Torah is not a way of life, but Torah is life itself, where Yiddishkeit is life itself, that person's always worried. He has sveikis. That maybe I'm just imitating other people. In other words, maybe this is also just became my way of life. Became my way of life. There's a kiddush on Shabbos, and I talk during the laning, or I don't talk to his way of life is like this, his way of life is like that. It's a way of life. Therefore, he says, "Afilu atanha eloki." Therefore, even this tanha eloki, even Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai didn't have any averus. He was the tzaddik of the Tanya, right? What are we talking about? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Not b'machshove, not b'dibber, and not b'maisa. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Kept every mitzvah. Didn't do any averus. V'osak b'avodos yisbroch kol yomav. Bocha, he was crying at the end of his life. D'lo yoda im hishtamish k'roi b'tor l'agiyah al yediyas ha'bor yisbroch k'fi ma shahoyah b'yodol ha'aseis. Because he was frightened, he was worried, that last moment. Did I use the Torah as it was sent to me at this time in history, when my neshama came into the world? Me, myself, this person who I am, not imitating, not impersonating, not what the Torah does for him or for her, me. Kifi haro'i li, lefi hazman sheli, my time in this world, and the person who I am, did I use the Torah in that way? Did I use the Torah in that way? Was every moment of my life learning Torah and teaching Torah, was it al menas lahagia elav yisbar? Al manas lahagi elav yisbar, to reach Hashem yisbar. So now we can understand something very, very, very remarkable. I spoke to some chayim about this the other week. The Novi Yeshaya said in Kapitel Nun Aleph, Hakshivu Eli Ami. You know, not every pasuk in Tanakh is introduced in such a way where the Baruch Shalom says, Hakshivu Eli Ami. Listen to me, my people. Hakshivu Eli Ami. In other words, listen up. I mean, everything you have to listen to Hashem. Hakshivu Eli Ami. Ulu'umi Eli Ha'azinu. And my nation, Eli Ha'azinu. Find another pasuk. Hazinu Shemai Adarei, something else, Shemai Avaris. Well, Kadosh Baruch Hu says such a thing in such a strong way. Maybe Shemai Yisrael is it. But to say in such a way, Hakshivu Ha'azinu, my people. And what are the words there? If that's all waiting to, so everybody's leaning, no, no. Rabbi Shalom, what do you have to say? What's so important? Hakshivu Eli Ha'azinu. Taira mi'iti seitze. It's talking about the end of time. The Torah will flow forth from me. So everybody's saying, like they're looking at each other, you see. Nope. Now the Yismach Moshe is Chus Yohani, heard of him? The Yismach Moshe was very, very, the Inyan of Mashiach and the Inyan of Olam Haba. It was very, very, very much connected to that Inyan. That was very much a part of who he was, the Bikush. So the Baruch Shalom once, it was Megalotim, that if you want to know so much what Olam Haba is like, if you want, you can come. And he said, no, I want to know what it's like over from here, what it's like over there. I don't want to go now. So, well, fine. So the Baruch Shalom was Megalotim, Yismach Moshe, in his dream that he saw old tzaddikim sitting around that broken table in Gan Eden learning from an old gemaras. So Yismach Moshe said he had a chelishes das. I'm doing that for 60 years over here. That's the whole Indian. You couldn't already fix the table. So the tzaddikim said that the Baruch Shalom said to Yismach Moshe that you don't understand. You think that tzaddikim live in Gan Eden. Gan Eden lives in the tzaddikim. It's not that tzaddik lives in Gan Eden. There's a place. I mean, the Ramban talks about in the Shai Gemul, there's a place called Gan Eden. I'm not going into that now. The Rishonim talk about there's a place. What does that mean, Gan Eden Mikedem? But Gan Eden lives in the tzaddik. So, the Baruch Shalom says, Torah mi'iti seitze. So the Medrash comes in the Vayikra, the Medrash in Vayikra Rabba says something astonishing that has caused us a lot of aggravation. The Medrash comes and says one other word. It adds a word, not to change the pasuk, but it puts in parentheses a word. What word is that, Chevra? Chadosha. You can understand how much service we have from that? Torah chadasha mi'iti seitze. A new Torah will come forth. Oh, yeah, yeah. We had sorrows from this. But even if you, the Medrash goes on, it says chidushet, even the Medrash takes a step back. It says, oh, chidushet Torah, chidushet Torah. The emes is, we know that it's an ikur in Yiddishkeit. The Torah is leitai muchlefes. There's no such thing as a new Torah, and therefore our enemies try to use that word. A Torah is leitai muchlefes. There's no such thing. So what does it mean Torah chadasha? That word chadasha miiti teitze. So, Chevra, that's all that I've been talking about for the last 42, 43 years. And that's all that I want, so that's all that I'm talking to you about now. This isn't the shiur. We called it a fabrangan. I think that's what it said on the sign or whatever it's called now. The poster, the I don't know, there's another word for it. It's, that's what it says. Fabrangan. The fabrang. The Kedushas Levi Chuslan, he speaks about this in two places. He has the Inyanim Kabbalah, but the simple thing that he says without the Kabbalah Inyan that I've spoken about many times over the years in Shul. Chazal tells the Torah was given Eish Chayra Agabe Eish Levana, black letters upon white parchment. Black letters upon white parchment. A black fire upon a white fire. Eish Chayra Agabe Eish Levana. A black fire upon a white fire. Which means the Oisius that we see, that we read, that's the Torah that we have. That's the Torah that we see with our eyes, that we read. But the Bedishiva says that the white parchment, the klaf, the gvil, the white parchment, he says, the makif, the or makif, the oisius, he calls them oisius hane'elamois, are the hidden letters of the Torah. And Kedushas Levi explains that when it says, when Chazal told us Torah chadosha, they added the word chadasha, they weren't saying chalila that there's going to be different tefillin, or there's going to be different Shabbos, chalila. There are some Jews who they only read the black letters. And there are other Jews whose neshamas are deeply, deeply longing for the oisius hane'elamais, for the white parchment, not just for the black letters. For the Oisius Hanelomas. Chazal say in Kehelis Rab, in the Medrash Kehelis, Chazal say that the Torah of Eilam Hazeh is Kehevel. That the Torah that we're learning in this world is Kehevel. Lifnei Tirasa Shel Mashiach. Some of you have heard and you've seen in the Svarim, where the Svarim talk about that the light of the Baal Shem HaKadosh is the Orei Shel Mashiach. And the Torah of Chassidus is the Torah of Mashiach. What does that mean? The same way the B'ditchev explains that it doesn't mean that, God forbid, one letter of Torah is going to be changed. And the Baal Shem HaKadosh didn't change one letter, chalila, of Torah. And Mashiach's not changing one letter. He says, Lefnei Torasol Shel Mashiach? What's Torasol Shel Mashiach? So the Emes says, the Rashi says it referish at the beginning of Shir Shem Yishakeim and Nishika Espiyu. And Rashi says the Befer is a long Rashi. You don't need to learn any other Sefer. You learn Rashi and Shir Shim, you're set. So Rashi says over the Yishakeim that by Maimon HaSinai, the Baruch Shalom gave us a kiss. And we're asking him to finish that Inyan that he began, that romance of Yiddishkeit. Yishakeim and the Shikai Spiyu. Because there are many, many Jews who their learning of Torah and their living of Torah is not the fruits of the Ilana Dechaya, it's not a living Torah. It's without that romance. It's without the Oisius and the Lamas. The B'ditchev explains, it's not enough to just learn the Oisius HaShchayrus. When I ask the boys from Yeshiva, guys, why are you learning Torah? I'm asking them, do you have any connection to the parchment? Which is higher. Which are the giluyim of what the black letters mean, and in that white parchment, that's where Hashem's book reveals His love. That's where you can talk about these things with certain people. What I'm talking to you about now, with other people, they become very uncomfortable. You know that. It makes them very uncomfortable. The same way the Rebbe looks at his watch when I ask them, why are you learning Torah? There's a certain connection that a person has. What the B'ditchev is saying is the Eish Chayr Agabi Eish Levan, the Oisius and Elamis, the Mashiach is going to reveal to us, he's going to darshan to us the deeper, deeper pnimius of Hashem's book's love, how every single word of Torah, what was the white parchment that was holding it, that was containing it, what is that? And how the tefillin, when Mashiach comes, the tefillin, the same tefillin are going to be alive. And the lulav is going to be alive. Lulav is the Gematria Chaim. Is going to be alive. And a mincha, a regular mincha, on a regular day, in on a winter's day in Tevis, that a mincha is going to be a lebetik a mincha, ilona de chaya. Oy Yosef chai. The meter that we're right now crossing from Yesod into Malchus, which is the Indian of Oy Yosef chai, and David Malka Mashiach, and what is David Melch Yisrael? Chai v'kayim. Uvikshus Hashem lokayim as David Malka. What does it mean at the end of time when Mashiach comes? We're part of this group. We're part of this chavraya. Everybody who's here is part of this chavraya. Over vikshus Hashem lokayim as David Malkum. There's a bikush for David HaMelech. Because David HaMelech's whole mitzias was Samul Hanafshi, Kamal Chabisori. David HaMelech's whole mitzias was in Bechukoisai Teileichu Bamidba. What does that mean? So that's what crossed over now from Bechukoisai to Bamidba. So Chedushim Skusilna says, how is it possible that there are Jews who are observant of Torah mitzvahs and they steal? You ever meet such a person? You ever hear such a thing? How is it possible that a person believes in God and keeps Shulchan Aruch and keeps mitzvahs and he looks at disgusting things on his phone? How could there be such a thing? How could there be such a thing? The Teretz Chedushim says is because Chukaisai, the Alter Rebbe says this in a few places, the Tanya says this in a few places, Chukaisai is a lashon of Chakika. What does Chakika mean? Engraved. Like the Luchas. Engraved. Chakika. So Chedushim says that in Chukaisai, if a person's Yiddishkeit is not written, not just black letters, if it's v'chukaisa, if it's chakika, through and through, with the white parchment. If a person's Yiddishkeit is in such a way, then teileichu, that even when he leaves the Beis HaMedrash and he goes to work, he's still the same Jew that he was during davening. Unlike many people that it's in shul, he goes to the mikveh, in shul, he's a tzaddik and he's shaking, and he's shuckling, and he's davening, and a half hour later, it's lashon hara, or he's stealing, or he's making fun of somebody. Everything starts to fall apart. It begins to unravel. Chedushim says, because if it's not b'chukaisai, if it's not nilona d'chaya, if it's not alive, if it's not ponim upon him, if it's not with Rabban Yishleilam, it's not k'dei lahagia elu v'zbarach. It's only a mahalach of life. It's only a v'chaybim, it's this way that I live. So in the shul, I live this way. And at work, a lot of people steal. That's the mahalach ha'chaim at work. In shul, the mahalach ha'chaim is the daven. And the work, the Mahalach Chaim is to, and in shul, the Mahalach Chaim is to learn, and the Mahalach Chaim, when I'm holding the thing in my hand, is to look at something. It's a Mahalach Chaim. It's not the Chaiba. It's not the Chias of what, the Chias of Oid Yosef Chai, of Lahach Yosam Rav, of Dov Melch Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. When the Baruch Shalom gave the Torah, he gave it upon him. The Ramban learns it's a mitzvah sesim deraisa. The Ramban holds the Daraisa to remember Maimon HaSinai. The Mogen Avraham brings from the Ariya Kaddish, from the Kavanis. He brings from the Ariya Kaddish, so when he's saying Ahavasoid and that bracha of Ahavasoid, you have in mind that what the mitzvah of remembering Maimon HaSinai. Some people say the Schiris of remembering HaSinai. What does that mean to remember HaSinai? Yoyim Asher Martel Fnei Hashem HaKech B'chayrev. So Rav Huttner, the Rashiv, speaks about this in Pachet Yitzchak, and many said he can talk about this. There's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is the black letters. It's Gevaldik. The black letters to learn good. Hamafkid. Hakarnes. To learn the black letters. Daf Yoimi. Mishnah Yoimis. Whatever it is. To learn the black letters. But the mitzvah of Schiris Maimon HaSinai is Yoyim HaShem Martel Fnei HaShem HaKeh. You know, the Baruch Shalom gave the Torah, he gave it in a way that's called Panim Al Panim. You could barely look at a person in the eyes. They don't look back at you with their eyes anymore. What it looks like, especially boys, guys. Because of the Indian of your side. They can't look at you in the eyes. They can't look at the Baruch Shalom in the eyes. It's Panech HaShem HaVakesh. The Baruch Shalom gave the Torah Panim Al Panim. When he gave the Torah, it was Atah HaReis L'Adaz. At Hermes Ladas. We don't have a musik of what that means. Of ponim al ponim, diva Hashemah. Of at Hermes Ladas. The Torah was given in such a way. It wasn't just the black letters. Haniyah kador v'hazah nishma kamayu. That the Baruch Hu speaks to an entire people of Chai, that Hashem Ha'am, Kol Kim Damon Mitar Ha'esh, to hear the Baruch Hu speak in such a way. That's the meaning, one of the meanings of what's the Yom HaDin of Shavuos. Torah Chadasha doesn't mean Chalila, the Baal Shem Tov wasn't Mechadish anything. They're no chidusha. I mean, they're chidusha Torah, but they're no different mitzvahs, chalila. Torah chadasha means eish chayr al gabi eish lavan. It means with ponim al ponim. It means as panacha Hashem avakesh. It means using our learning, our Yiddishkeit, our mitzvahs as a way of kedei lahagia elav yisbarach, as a way of reaching him, as a way of connecting to him. Baal Shem's Yahrzeit is on Shavuos, as you all know. This is a machlokes, the first day Shavuos, the second day Shavuos. Now we pretty much know that it was the first day Shavuos. It was the Baal Shem's Yahrzeit. And also David Malka B'Shich, David HaMelech, who led this, Ptira, the Estalkus of David HaMelech. Teirosu Shem Mashiach, Oyru Shem Mashiach, the Baal Shem HaKadosh. It's the Neshikin. It's the kiss of Yiddishkeit. It's being connected to that mitzvah of the Eish Levan, to the Oisiyas HaNelomis. It's the Chasna. You know that I'm going too long. I just another 5 minutes. I know what the Zman is over here. Huh? Yeah. I mean, you could leave if you don't want to stay here. Yom Chasun Asai, the Chasna. You know, Chasna Kala, they're standing under the chuppah. So some of you have done that. Chasna Kala standing under the chuppah, if you would go over and you would ask the chassan or the kala, if you could step aside for a minute, I'd like to, let's say somebody is doing a podcast. You know, now, I don't know if you know what that is, right? Now, almost every Jew has a podcast. You know that. So, some podcaster comes over to you, you're standing under the chuppah, and some podcaster comes over and says, I'm doing a podcast on what's it like being under the chuppah. Because everybody's looking for an angle, right? This was never done, such a thing. So I'm now, this is a podcast, and you pull the chasn over, and everybody says, what are you doing? You pull the chasn over, and you say, and the guy, the podcaster says, tell me something, why are you marrying this girl? See, he says, she's gewaltige midas, and there's a new thing called, we're hashkafically similar. I hate the word hashkafically. We're hashkafically aligned. What else? She's pretty. He puts that only later on, but then it's just the same. And you know, he's got all different svaras and reasons, and it's like, fine, good, very nice. Then he says, okay, go back over there. Then he calls the kala. The podcaster brings over the car and says, tell me something, why are you marrying Yankee over here? So she also goes through this and that. He's a big Balmidis, he's Shtais, he's a Talmud Chacham, he heard he's the best in the yeshiva. I don't understand why it has a possible there are 40 people in the same yeshiva and they're all the best guys in the yeshiva. But anyway, my chassan is really the best guy in the yeshiva. And fine, good. Now, 25, 30, 40 years have passed. And we got the podcaster's already, you know, there's an Alta Yid, right? And the podcaster comes over now and wants to interview. He wants to interview the chassan from the chassan from 30. So he asks him, "Tell me something. Why is it that you're married to her?" Most likely, he's not going to start going over that list. If it's really a zivig pnimi and amiti, his eyes will just tear up a little bit, and he'll say something like, maybe he'll say, "What are you asking me such a thing? I can't live without her. If God forbid she leaves the world, I don't want to live." No. What about all the biglal? The difference is that over the course of those years together, a chakika has taken place, you understand? When they got married, it was the black letters. Even though they said all these words to each other, they said a lot of words, all the diburim. But the Eish Levana, that's something. You have to be connected to that. It's a different thing. When Yisro came to Moshe Rabbeinu, according to Ramban, the Ramban talks about this in other Mefarshim, according to the view that says he came after Matan Torah, right? It's a machlokes. According to the view that he came after Maimon HaSinai. So it says, Vayisapa Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu told his father-in-law, Kol Hashe'osa Hashem, whatever Hashem did to Paro Mitzrayim, right? So what's the biggest kasha in the world? The Ramban asked, what's the biggest kasha in the world, Chevra? He didn't say anything about Maimon HaSinai. How come Moshe Rabbeinu didn't tell the biggest thing that ever happened? I mean, Yitzhak Mitzrayim was very impressive. Kriyas Yamsu was gevaldik, but Maimon HaSinai. Doesn't say that he told him anything about HaSinai. Why not? The terrace is, you had to be there. You can't explain that in words. It's not something that's the black letters. It's something that's indescribable. That's that husband and wife 30, 40 years later, that why are we together all of these years? Why are we still Jews after thousands of years? So also, you're going to have reasons for it. People who are far from Yiddishkeit, they'll start giving all kinds of reasons. The heritage of the Jewish people and Jewish identity, you know, they have all kinds of diburim also. But you and I know that why are we together all of these years with the Baruch Shalom? I'm waiting for the second kiss. Yishakenim and the Shikras Piyu. I'm chalishing for that. I'm sticking around for the end. I'm not leaving him. I'll tell you, Maisa. I was going to share with you, but you could look on your own. To read about the chasna, you know, we have a shtar erus and tenoim that we have in Yisrael of Yom Shav Shemayim that is written by one of the great paitanim, Rabbi Sol Najara. It's brought down in many sfarim. If you look in the machzorim, the meredith sfarim, Hamagid Mereshis Ach, Bezah Hashem is Baruch, Mazel Tov, Hamagid Mereshis Ach, Vez Hu Yitain Shem Tov, Vesheyus, Leid Divri Habris, Atanoim Vahabris, Shenirbu Vahusnu Ben Shnei Astodim, Hu the Tut Stodim, Hainu, Mitzad Echad, Yochid Am Yuchad, Bori Kol, Chochem Kadmon, Ilasibas Asibas, Tachasin, Ha'oimid Atzmoi, Mitzad Atzmoi, Etzim Kvoidai, Shein Lashar, Lidmois, Kol Minei Maris, Atzuas, and so on, Posh Batachsap Shitas, Adain Soif, and so on, Umitzad Hashaini, there's us now, Hever, Halahi Knesses Yisrael, Kala Krua Beniima, Ateris Deferis, Matronisa Kadishta, Alimta Kadishta Shapirta, Yofa Kalavana, Baraka Chama, Zoya Zorg Nitzaitzen, Mavika Barakla Einaim, Bas Melochim, Yarchesayaris, the Yich Biggis Muchasim, Hema Oves Hakadoshim, Bamalchus Beis David, Shloima Himuteris, Umuderis Bekesa Malchus, Haimedis Mitzad Atzma, Etzimalukus. That's us! Soifa Maise, Tchila Samachshova. The whole universe, all worlds. Midas Malchus Kadishta, the Midas that we're in now. Soy Teresh Abal Peh, Shloy Memuni Yisrael, Soy for the Kol Dagen Kadishin, V'ikrit the Kol Dagen Chitzinayimus. The Tanoim and the Ksuba, Kutshubichu and Knesset Yisrael. So I'll share with you two little mice. And please be mindful of taking so much time. The Heilige Vision is Chus Yelena. So there's once Purim, and the whole Olam, thousands of people, everybody came to be with the Vishnu, and they're sitting by the Tish with the Vishnu. And the Vishnu is sitting there like it's Tish above. Forget about a bracha, a niggin, a smile. And the Olam, of course, was very, very frightened. This was not how he usually conducted himself, never, especially on a Purim. And they were afraid, and they understood that they were nervous, that there was something going on in the world, and it didn't bode well for the Olam. So by the Rishon, there was a tzaddik, there was a badchen. You know what it means, a badchen, right? Like the court jester. It used to be, these were big people, not Tamir Chachamim and Tzadikim. And everybody looked to him to do something, to help. I forgot, it was Reb Yitzchok something, I don't remember his list, what he was. And this Reb Yitzchok, they didn't know the Vishnu was sitting there like it's Tisha B'Av. And Reb Yitzchok tries to say some funny things. He puts out some good stuff. He says some of his real good things. And the Olam is laughing, it's Purim. And the Vishnu is sitting there like this. And nobody knows what to do. So finally, this Yitzchok jumps on the table, knocks everything over, with his feet right in front of the Vishnu's face, like this, standing over the Vishnu. And everybody gives him, and he's standing in front of the Vishnu, like this. And the Vishnu says, looks up, and the Vishnu says, "What's the matter with you? You out of your mind? What are you doing?" And he says, "I have something to say to the Rebbe." And the people couldn't believe he was talking that way. "I have something I want to say to the Rebbe." And the Rishna didn't say anything. He kept on going, this Rebbe Yitzchok. And he said, if somebody is a chassid of the Naftali Rapshitzer, it's good for him in this world and it's good for him in the next world. You know why? In this world, when he's together with his Rebbe, with the Rapshitzer, the Rapshitzer has just been nifter a little before. In this world, when somebody was a chassid of the Rav Shitzer, it was simcha, dancing and singing, and Torah was gevaldik. Hugs and kisses, it was gevaldik. And then when this chassid, after he would die, he would come to the next world, and they would ask him, the malachim, the bezin, they would ask him, "Who are you? Who are you?" And he would say, "My name is so-and-so, who are you?" He said, "I am a chassid from the Rav Shitzer. You're from the chassid of the Rav Shitzer? Come on, I am. Oh, if you like the Rav Shitzer, come in here." So for a Rav Shitzer Chassid, it's good in the Olam Hazeh, and it works, it's even good in the Olam Haba. You could tell a joke, you know, the Malachim, the Rav Shitzer was very funny, you know that. So it's good in this world, it's good in the next world. But to be a Chassid from the Rebbe, from the Rishonim, he didn't say the word you, but to be a Chassid of the Rebbe, it's not good in this world, it's not good in the next world. And the people didn't know whether they should tear him up to pieces. The Rebbe was looking at him, and he said, "In this world, it's bad enough that we suffer poverty, and from the anti-Semites, misery. Finally, we have the whole deal we're waiting. It should come to Purim. Not a smile, not a bracha, not a vart, nothing. It's like Tisha B'Av. The Rebbe sits over here in Virginia. It's like Tisha B'Av." So Olam Hazeh, Mishgunishved. It's not worth anything to be a Rishonim Chassid in this world. Olam Haba. So we're going to come to the next world, and they say, "Who are you?" He said, "My name is so what? So who's your Rebbe?" "I'm a Rishonim Chassid." "A Rishonim Chassid? It's a Marish Chayudik, a mensch. A depressed person." Well, they make a Tisha B'Av and Purim over there. So I'm not going to have, not in this world, not the next world. There's Gunish Ved. So the Vishnu was enraged, and he turned red, and he started shaking his legs, this Ibitsok. And they thought the guy was going to drop dead on the spot. And the Vishnu is shaking his legs, and the Vishnu started to yell at him. And he said to my Bazoi, if it's not worth anything in this world, and it's not worth anything in the next world, then go away from me. Leave me alone. Leave me be. I don't need you. Go away. And he started yelling at everybody, get, then leave me alone. And everybody started getting scared, and they started walking back. And he said, then why do you stay with me? Why do you torture me? If you don't need me, if you don't want me, if I'm not good for you here or there, then what do you stay here for? And this Rabbi Yitzchak sat down on the table, sat down in front of the Rabbi, and he began to cry. He was probably a little bit drinking also, right? See, he started to cry, and he said this. He says, Rabbi, I don't care. I can't live without you. I can't live without you. My life is worth nothing without you. I don't care. And the Rishna heard that. He closed his eyes for a while, and he opened his eyes. He said, "Ay, l'chaim, l'chaim, l'chaim." And only afterwards they found out that it was a terrible gezeira, and that he was able to break through that gezeira, because there's so many things that we do that we shouldn't do, and things that we don't do that we should do. So the Baruch Shalom sometimes is yelling at you, so then why do you keep up with all this? Seriously. Then leave me. There are people that leave. So why are you and I sticking around? The terrace is like the old couple. My life's not worth anything without you. Not worth anything without you. I can't live without you. You're my life. Akasha, if so, then how come? And how come Akash and Akash? We'll save the second story for a different time. The Baruch Shem should help us, each and every one of us. We should be zeicha in this din of Shavuos Tavshin Pei Gimel. We all have good things, we all have things that are not so good. All kinds of things. But we should be zeicha to be able to look at Hashem in the eyes and to say, I know that there are many questions about how I observe your Torah. I know. And I'm going to try to be better. I know I have to do tshuva. I want to be better. But I want to tell you something, Rabbi Shalom. My father didn't leave you in Mauthausen. And I'm not leaving you in Woodmere. Your fathers and mothers didn't leave you wherever they went through. And we're not leaving him now either. We're sticking around for the second kiss. We should be zeicha. It should be soon. We should be zeicha to feel that, and to feel it already now, the beginning of that now, and to be zeicha of that time of Torah Chadosh and Meiti Teitzei, Oyrish and Mashiach, with the glush of Amitis, maybe Amen, Amen, Amen.